This is the Warrior Kid podcast, number 13, Ask Uncle Jake. And this podcast is based on the two Way of the Warrior Kid books. The first one, Wimpy to Warrior, the Navy SEAL way. And the second one, which is called Mark's Mission. And the books are about young Mark, who faces a lot of problems that kids everywhere face. But Mark gets help solving those problems from his Uncle Jake, who is a Navy SEAL, and who stays with Mark in the summertime. And so this podcast is for kids to hear some more lessons from Uncle Jake and also get the chance to ask Uncle Jake questions. So here we go. And the first question is from Warrior Kids Amy and Eva. And Amy is 8 years old and Eva is 5 years old, and they started training jiu-jitsu in the last few months. And Amy asks, how long has Uncle Jake been training? And how long does it take to get good at it? So, first of all, it takes a while to get good at jiu-jitsu. I have been training jiu-jitsu for over 25 years, and I still learn stuff all the time. And you know what else? Even after 25 years of training hard, I still get beat sometimes. So that's not good. But it is kind of good, because when I get beat, I learn. And that's important. So to get good at jiu-jitsu, I think you have to look at what does good actually mean. To me, good means you can defend yourself against someone who's about your size and strength, maybe a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger. And I think if you can do that, then you've got to a point where you're good. And one thing that can be discouraging about jiu-jitsu is that when you train all the time, often you don't do any better against the people that you train with all the time. And there's a reason for that. The reason is because they are training too. They are also getting better. And it isn't until you train with someone new that doesn't know any jiu-jitsu, that's when you see how good you've actually gotten. And that's when you also see how powerful jiu-jitsu is. When you go against someone that doesn't know any jiu-jitsu at all, they won't have any idea what's happening, and it becomes really easy to beat them. So it usually takes, I would say, 6 months to get to that point where somebody that doesn't know anything, that's about the same size and strength as you, takes about 6 months before you can handle just about anyone like that. Now, it's important to understand that to get better than the kids that you train with every day, it's hard, but you can do it. And what you have to do is you have to try and train more. Try and train more than them and pay very close attention in class and drill the moves properly and ask questions so you really understand the moves. And of course, finally, the thing you have to do is practice, practice, practice. And the more you practice, the better you get. And if you're practicing more than the people that are in your class with you every day, eventually you're going to get better than them. So keep training, and most important, keep having fun with your jiu-jitsu. Next question comes from a warrior kid named Braden, who wants to know if meat and plants are good for you. And he's actually almost done reading the first Warrior Kid book, and he can do three pull-ups. And to answer his question, yes, plants and meat are good for you. First of all, meat includes all kinds of stuff. Chicken, steak, pork, fish, crabs, lobsters, probably things I can't even remember right now. There's all kinds of different meats to eat, and that's great. For plants, that includes all kinds of stuff too. Broccoli, cauliflower, celery, kale, lettuce, onions, bell peppers, carrots, all kinds of good plants to eat. We have to be careful eating some plants that have been processed, which means people have done a lot of things to make them taste good, like potato chips, for instance. Potato chips go through all kinds. They come from a plant, but they go through all kinds of stuff before they get put into a bag where you can eat them. And they're not good for you. And it's the same thing with French fries. They come from potatoes, but people do all kinds of things to them to make them taste good. And they're not really good for you. Another plant that is good is fruits, which fruits are like nature's desserts. They're very sweet, and they are much, much better for you than ice cream and cookies. Speaking of food, you can remember what Uncle Jake tells Mark in the first Warrior Kid book when he sees Mark eating a bunch of junk food, and he wonders how Mark can even be okay when he's eating that food. Because Mark says, yeah, I'm doing okay. And then we'll go to the book. Uncle Jake seemed to relax a little bit and then said, that's surprising. Why is that surprising? I asked him, now truly curious as to why the heck he was acting so strange. It's surprising you can feel okay with all that junk you are eating, he barked. I had no idea what he was talking about. My mom nodded in agreement. Junk? I asked. Yes, junk. That is what you have on your plate right now, junk. It won't help your muscles to recover. It won't help you think clearly. All that junk won't help you get better. I still didn't understand. Wait, what? What is wrong with my food? This is what my mom buys, and this is what I eat every day, I told Uncle Jake. You eat that every day? Ugh, how can you eat that every day? And it isn't the only thing that your mom buys. I got this from the same kitchen you got your food from, he said as he pointed down at his plate. I took a look at his plate, and I had to admit to myself that he was right. He had a salad and some chicken on his plate, and he was drinking a big glass of milk. But I still didn't understand. Wait, what's the difference between what you're eating and what I'm eating? I asked Uncle Jake. What's the difference? Everything. Chicken and milk have protein in them, which is used to rebuild muscles. They also contain fat, which is needed to help your body function. And this salad has all kinds of minerals and nutrients that keep you healthy. You know how much of that good stuff is in the garbage you are eating? Uncle Jake asked me. I'm not really sure, I told him. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. You're eating and drinking a bunch of sugar. All that does for you is make you sick and drain your energy. You need to get a grip on your fuel intake, Uncle Jake said. Fuel intake? I had no idea what he meant by this. What am I, a car? I asked him. You aren't a car, but a machine like a car. The food you eat is like fuel. If you put the wrong fuel in a car, the car doesn't work anymore. So you need to fix that as soon as possible. Okay, I said. So what should I eat? And then Uncle Jake said, you need to eat real food. Steak, fish, chicken, eggs, pork, salad, vegetables, nuts and seeds. Stuff that is real food, not stuff that comes from a factory like those potato chips or that sandwich. And then my mom chimed in. And I buy you plenty of real food, Mark. You just need to eat it instead of eating the snack food. Okay, I get it. Tomorrow I will start to eat real food like that, I told Uncle Jake. Tomorrow? He said. What do you mean tomorrow? Well, I don't want to waste this food, I told Uncle Jake, thinking that he would at least let me enjoy this one last little tasty meal. Wrong answer, he told me. There is only one time to start making yourself better. Now. You need to start now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year. Now. Go throw that food in the garbage and pour that soda down the drain. You need to put the right fuel in the machine. So I think that makes it pretty clear, and you'll get to that part of the book, Braden, and you can review it. All right. Now, the next question. This is from Maddie, who's 11 years old, and she asks, where does Uncle Jake find his motivation or drive? Interestingly, this is something a lot of adults ask me too, and I would say two things. First of all, I am motivated and driven by the fact that I am alive. Now, that might seem kind of silly, but as a SEAL, I had a lot of friends that were killed in war. They sacrificed their lives to protect us and our country so we can live in freedom. So my friends that died in war, they don't have the chance to do what I get to do anymore. They gave up their lives. So I want to make sure that I don't waste any of mine. I want to take advantage of every minute of every day and live a good life that honors the sacrifice that they made. So that definitely drives me. That's the first part. The second part is about motivation. And the thing is, I don't really rely on motivation. I rely on discipline. Discipline is doing what you're supposed to do even when you don't feel like it. Like waking up early in the morning, that can be hard. You might not feel like it, but you do it if you have discipline. Or eating the right foods instead of junk. You might want to eat a donut or a piece of cake, and it takes discipline to say no to that and eat something that's healthy for you. Or studying when you don't want to study. That takes discipline. And motivation, you know, sometimes it might be there and sometimes it might help you do some of those things some of the time. But if you have discipline, discipline will make you do all those things all the time. So don't worry too much about motivation. Have discipline and do what you are supposed to do. The next question is, Uncle Jake, do warrior kids live in a pack like wolves? That's a pretty cool question. People are kind of like animals, believe it or not. Actually, people are animals, and people do some things like animals too. And wolves, you're correct, they live in packs, and people kind of live in packs too. And wolf packs have leaders. They're called the alpha wolves, and they're usually the biggest and the strongest and the smartest wolves in the pack. But what's interesting, the leaders in a wolf pack, the alpha wolves, they aren't just leaders because they're bigger and stronger and smarter. More important, they take care of the pack. They protect the pack. They help get the pack food. If an alpha wolf is mean, then other wolves will gang up on it so it isn't a leader anymore. So to be a leader as a person, you have to do the same thing. If you are leading, you need to take good care of your team. To be a good leader of the pack, first of all, you should be a good person. And the other thing that's interesting about a wolf pack is that the strength of a wolf comes from the pack. That's what makes them strong, is they travel in a pack and they stick together. But at the same time, the strength of the pack comes from the individual wolves that are working together. So that means you will always be stronger if you're part of a team, if you're part of a pack, but the pack and the team can only be as strong as possible if each member of the team is strong and works together. So that means be a good team member, be a strong, smart wolf, and when you're the leader, take care of the team, take care of the pack. Next question. Will the pain from staying disciplined ever go away? For example, I'm waking up early in the mornings, like you said, and I'm loving it. But at that point when I wake up, there's a pain that I have to push through. Yes, indeed. Discipline is hard. Being disciplined is hard. And if it were easy, everyone would be doing it. I've been waking up early for a very, very long time. And sometimes it's still hard, but I still do it. I still do it because I know later I will feel better because I did it. And I know that I'll be happy because I got up and I did what I was supposed to do. Now, here's something that will help you stay disciplined. It's what I just said. Don't think about what feels good right now, right at this moment. Like it might feel good to stay in bed under the warm pillow or under the warm blanket with your soft pillow. That might feel good. right now. But instead of thinking about that, think about what's going to make you feel better in the future. So like getting up, eating right, working out, doing your chores, studying, all those things, they might not feel great when you're actually doing them, but if you have the discipline and you do them, you will feel better later. That is the reward of discipline. And that is why you should push through that pain of discipline that you talk about. Push through it now to get the rewards that come later. And here is the last question. There's a warrior kid, age 9, who asks, how do you deal with a particularly stressful time in your life? Okay. So there's all kinds of different stress that we get. And really, you can break the type of stress that you have in your life into two different kinds of stress. The kind you can control and the kind you can't control. Stress of things that you can't control are things like, well, for instance, the weather. You can't control the weather. Or maybe you have to move to a new town because your mom or your dad got a new job and that they just have to move and you can't stop that. You can't control it. Or maybe you got injured or maybe you got sick and that's just what happened and you can't control it. You don't have much control over those things. They happen and that's that. And things that you can't control, what you have to try and do is learn to not worry about them, learn to not get stressed about them. Because when you're worrying and stressing about things that you cannot control, you're taking away from something very important. And that is the energy and the effort that you can use to help the things that you can control. So there's stress that you can control in life, like a test at school. That can cause stress. But the way you handle that stress is to study and to prepare. And maybe you have a jiu-jitsu competition or a big baseball game coming up. And if that's causing stress, that's okay. The best thing you can do to handle that stress is practice and train and prepare. Something is causing you stress that you can't control at all, the best thing to do is accept it. Also, figure out how you're going to turn that stress, that bad situation, into something good. So, like if you're moving to a new town, one thing you can say to yourself is, okay, good. Well, now I get to make new friends. Or if you broke your leg and now you can't play outside for a while, well, good. You know what? Now you can learn how to play guitar. So, if there's something going on that's causing you stress, find something good in it and don't let it bother you that much. Now, if something is causing you stress that you can control, that you can do something about, then what you do is you face that thing. Go and attack it. Go and solve that problem. Go and prepare and get ready to the best of your ability and get after it and get through it. And I'll tell you one last little secret. Most stress that we get comes from waiting to do something. The waiting part, not from actually doing it. Once you're doing it, your mind clears and you go get the job done. So I always think if there's something that causes me stress or that is causing me stress, I'll just go and I will do it. Get it done with. And that is all we have for this Warrior Kid podcast. If you want to get one of the Warrior Kid books, you can get them from warriorkid.com. And if you want a t-shirt that says Warrior Kid on it or a jiu-jitsu rash guard, you can get them from a website called jockostore.com. And if you start jiu-jitsu or if you are training jiu-jitsu and you want a jiu-jitsu gi, then you can get one at originmaine.com. And that is it. So thanks for listening. Thanks for reading the books. Now go out there, train hard, study hard, work hard, get after it, and be a warrior kid.